Missouri Net News is presented by State Technical College of Missouri. With an average placement rate of 95%, State Tech graduates are in high demand. Visit statetechmo.edu.
Missouri Net News, good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. A Missouri U.S. senator is defending a former opponent, Alisa Nelson reports.
Senator McCaskill says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's comments about women are worse than Todd Aiken's argument about legitimate rape. A video has been disclosed of Trump saying he forcibly kissed women and grabbed their genitals.
When Todd Aiken said what he said in 2012, he used confused science to try to make a point based on his ideology, which he strongly believed in. That is nothing like what Donald Trump has said. It is so unfair to Todd Aiken to compare what Donald Trump has said to what Todd Aiken said.
Some have compared a Republican lawmaker's rejection to consider Trump's comments as sexual assault to that of Aiken, saying legitimate rape rarely causes pregnancy. Trump addressed the video in Sunday's presidential debate at Washington University in St. Louis. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Springfield police say a man's in critical condition after a shooting in the parking lot of Bass Pro Shops over the weekend. Richard Love has been in the hospital since late Saturday night, while 45-year-old Greg Marvin has been charged with first-degree assault in connection with the shooting. Police say Marvin opened fire on Love and also beat up a woman who was with them when the couple arrived at the parking lot just after 11 p.m. Saturday. The woman was released from a hospital Sunday. According to the statement, she and Marvin have a child together but are no longer in a relationship. Kansas City Citizens Task Force on Violence met last night to discuss recommendations on ways to reduce crime. The 19-member group, which includes elected officials, social service workers, clergy, and educators, among others, was formed last November and has hosted a series of listening sessions around the city. It's scheduled to complete its work next month. A Southeast Missouri state lawmaker will again offer statewide prescription drug monitoring program legislation. Brian Houseworth reports.
Sikeston State Representative Holly Rader will pre-file a bill in December that would create a program to monitor how many prescription drugs people are having refilled. Rader, a Republican, says Missouri is the only state in the country without a prescription drug monitoring program.
But we absolutely have those in Missouri who are trying to, who try to make it a partisan issue, and so then you have people afraid to vote.
St. Joseph State Senator Rob Schaff, who is a family physician, threatened to filibuster Rader's legislation this year after citing privacy concerns. With that, he filed his own bill. St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County will begin their own programs on January 1st. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
Estimated economic impact of the presidential debates on Washington University in the St. Louis region, $19 to $25 million. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.